Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here with the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. And in this week's episode, I want to talk to you about something that scares the living heck out of me, but I still do it when I can. You know, sometimes I talk about all the stuff at home that you can do to market. Well, there's a whole nother world of marketing, and that is face-to-face networking. Ooh, having to get out of your house and talk to people, that's pretty scary. Well, if you're exploring having your business expand, which is kind of a nice thing to have, sometimes it's good to take a look and start looking outside of our own offices and our own house. Face-to-face networking can be one of the best ways to make connections and find lots of new opportunities. Where I live in a very small town in the middle of bloody nowhere, well, sometimes it's hard to do face-to-face networking. But when I get a chance to go to the big old city, well, there's lots of places where I can find networking opportunities. We also all know that there's lots of places online where you can find and network and expand your professional connections. But offline, you can network as well. And although it will take a little more research and exploration to really find the right and best opportunities for you, well, it can happen. There's a lot of popular networking opportunities that you might want to explore. Things like conferences, meetings in professional organizations, community service events, and local business networking groups are all great places to get leads and to find others who need your services. Heck, you could even plan and organize your own event. It can be as simple as a one-on-one meeting with somebody you met online. Be sure to follow the safety guidelines of meeting somebody online. You can also join a meeting group through sites like Meetup. That's an old one, but there's a bunch of them. So I have a couple tips that you should really follow when you're meeting face-to-face. Just like online networking, you go into live networking situation with a clear goal in mind. So are you interested in like-minded colleagues? Maybe you're there to make some friends, because let's face it, as entertainers, sometimes this job can be pretty damn lonely. Are you looking for potential clients? Are you interested in meeting new people and generating new ideas? It's kind of like the old dating scene from years before the internet. So why are you there? What's your purpose at this face-to-face networking event? Then take time to set goals for the event. You know, by focusing on connecting with others and not making automatic sales, you're going to do a lot better. You're going to alleviate a lot of the pressure that these events can hold. And you make yourself a lot more approachable in the process. You don't have to be the life of the party. I'm reminded of a networking event that I went to for a Chamber of Commerce. There was about 75 people there, and all business owners, all small business owners. And I was just approachable. Everybody was there sitting, and of course they're sitting with the people they've already met, not really mingling, not really talking to each other. And I didn't know anybody. So I just started going table to table saying, "Hi, my name is Jesse. This is my business card, and who are you?" And I just shut up and listened. Dale Carnegie wrote a book, Napoleon Hill, but How to Win Friends and Influence People. And the easiest way to win friends sometimes is just to shut the hell up. Yep, shut your mouth and listen to them. When's the last time you turned off your blabber box and just listened to somebody? I'm kind of mean in this one, aren't I? That's okay. Go over to Marketing for Entertainers and tell me in a mayhole. And yeah, just being quiet is sometimes the best way for you to actually learn and figure out what you need. So when you've set goals for the event, when you have went out there and actually been a person, not the life of the party, but a real human being, that's a good way to really get yourself out there. One thing I do when I do this is I'm prepared with an elevator speech. And I'm ready to answer common questions about my business. As a hypnotist, it's pretty easy. As an entertainer, it's pretty easy. You can say you're a magician, and you're going to get the old jokes, "Can you make my wife disappear? Ha ha ha." And you can say, "Yes, I can." But your attitude is a lot more likely to do that than my magic. Oh, burn. Or the one I get all the time is, can you hypnotize my wife to have sex with me? And I usually say, no, but if you lost 30 pounds, you probably would. Anyway, don't be mean like that, obviously, but have a elevator speech and be ready to answer those common questions about your business and what you do. You know, you can even practice this ahead of time. And there's lots of online resources to learn how to create a great elevator speech. And make sure you're relaxed and comfortable sharing that information. You know, as entertainers, we kind of live in our own worlds. For me, I get out of the house about twice a week to go do shows and go shopping, and that's about it. So the rest of my time is spent literally just working on the business, getting those leads. And yes, if you did the math there, I do about 60 to 70 shows a year. That's all I need. That's more than I need. Don't forget to bring your business cards so you can hand those out to everybody else that you meet. Sometimes making a good impression is really up to you. So think about some of the things that you can do or things that other people have done when you're meeting them. Well, the very first thing you can do when you're networking is dress professionally and appropriately. If you're showing up to these things in a full tuxedo, chances are you're way overdressed. But if you're showing up to these things in shorts and sandals with your toes sticking out, and yeah, it's just not good. Got halitosis from hell. Well, that's probably not a good networking thing either. Another thing you can do is make sure you're willing to approach people and introduce yourself. Yep, I know it's scary. They might bite. Oh no. But they also might become lifelong friends. You can shake hands and make eye contact with absolutely everybody. Make sure that you're the person that walks away with the most connections in that event. And one of the things that one of my mentors taught me is to never leave the site of a human interaction without adding value. Yep. For those of you that know Dean Hanke, he is a master at that. So give them some value. Figure out who they are. It doesn't have to be a lot of value, but give them some value when you're trying to network. Another thing is that you're not some old carny, so you should shake hands with them and make eye contact. And if you are an old carny, shake hands with them anyway and make that eye contact. You're not grifting anybody here. You're not hurting anybody here. So make eye contact with them, not in a weird way, but enough that they know that you're an honest person, because that's what you should be as an entertainer. If you're talking to them, ask open-ended questions that are going to lead to long answers so you can actually understand who the heck they are and listen to what they're saying. And then, here's a tip. Maybe they've talked to you about one of their problems in their business or something, and you've talked to 40 other people who were there. Well, guess what? One of those 40 other people probably has an answer to what the problem is. So connect other people as well. You don't want to stay in one place for the duration of the event either. You want to go out there and mingle and talk and have the biggest impact. And be genuine and honest. You should also be collecting everybody, their business cards, as many as you can. And then just follow up and follow through after the event. Maybe you couldn't help them that night, but maybe you can help them 3 days later. So follow up. Say, hey, I know you were having a problem with this, and follow up with them. One great question to ask if you're at a business event is, what's the number one biggest thing that would help you in your business? Or what's the number one biggest thing that's giving you problems right now? And then see if you can help them. You know, just by listening to this podcast, you are probably far and away at a higher level than most other entertainers. And you've seen it. You've been online. You've seen the crap that some people put up. You've seen the stuff that people do at shows that just doesn't make any sense. Some of these tips on networking can be used at shows too. So the question I have for you is, head over, go over to the Facebook forum, Marketing for Entertainers group. Go to the Showbiz Success Secrets group and tell me, do you network in person? What tips can you actually offer to others about networking in person? This is about helping each other. The more we help each other, the more business that we're all going to generate, and the more we're going to be able to do. We are a brotherhood and sisterhood. We're a family at Showbiz Success Secrets. Sounds cheesy, but we really are. So I want to thank you for listening. Head over to those two forums. If you have need of more resources, check out showbizsuccesssecrets.com. And I'm actually going to give you some homework this week. Your homework this week is to go find two networking events and go out and use the tips I talked about in this podcast. Yep, that's your homework. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, feel free to send me a line on Facebook, Jesse Lewis Hypnosis. And that's it for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jesse Lewis. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, and I'll see you later.